Hello. Do you know that God absolutely loves to answer prayer, and he also loves to hear your voice? Here's a song from me that says just that, taken from Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 14.
Oh, my child, let me see your face. Oh, my child, let me hear your voice. For your voice is so sweet unto me, and your countenance so lovely. Yes, your voice is so sweet unto me, and your countenance so lovely.
Do you know, that's a love song from God. And people say to me sometimes, I wish I knew what God was really like. Well, we can learn most about him as we read his word. And recently, I've been thinking about a particular aspect of his character. Do you know that God is very gentle with those who are struggling? He feels their weaknesses. He's distressed with their distresses, it says in Isaiah. And he's a tender father. This should give us lots of confidence when we pray for people who we know are going through hard times. Or maybe you yourself are struggling and finding it hard just to cope. Well, listen to these words, Isaiah 42, verse 3. A bruised or damaged reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. And in another translation it says, he will not crush those who are weak or quench the smallest hope. That's beautiful, isn't it? That's the character of our God. In Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. So he's a God of action, isn't he? And he's longing to comfort us. But we have to do something to receive that comfort. We need to spend time in his presence, maybe not too long if you haven't got loads of time, but just moments in his presence, and you need to be telling him how you feel. Talking to him, just like we would talk to a real caring friend. And then he's able to fill our hearts with new strength. You see, we need courage from him. It says in Psalm 40, verse 31, very well-known verses, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Waiting here implies waiting with expectancy, resting in the knowledge that we're talking to someone who cares very deeply and who is there and able to help. So, though we may be wilting, we may have lost our strength, if we come into his presence, he will revive us. He'll give us new wings, wings like eagles. Our strength will come back, and it'll come from him. We'll be renewed once again. So start talking afresh to your Heavenly Father today.